There's so much to listen to and so little time. Please waste your time with us. Solid State Radio. Let the shenanigans begin. It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Listen here, you bunch of fucking idiots. This is Brendan from the Lagan. You're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. I'd buck a drink into you and get her done, boy.
Yo!
I've been working up a thirst, got work in the morning. Well, I guess it could be worse. Get home, get clean, back out,
make hay.
Heading into town, I gotta satisfy my taste for beer. So I'll have a couple on the way, calling up the boys. No one's answering, sure, that's okay. I know where they are, in the pub by the river, rubbing up the bar.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roof starts flying, the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
for a night.
Hey,
got the evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
live for a life,
hey.
Now three in the drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Well, the boys enforce that knockback the charge, but somebody always takes the fun a little bit too far. But it always seems, no matter where we go, trouble always seems to know where we are. Kingston boys are gonna win the day. Wrong anybody getting in the way. When the roots start to fly, you know that's when Kingston boys start swinging out again.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
live for a life,
hey.
Got the room to drink with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
live for a life,
hey.
Got the room to drink with the boys from Kingston.
It's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same shite, a different night. It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Oh no, it's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same
hey,
shite,
hey,
a different
hey,
night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The boys from Kingston, will it ever end? It's the same
hey,
shite,
hey,
a different night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
All right. Happy Saturday, everybody. He's Adam Hairhuck. I'm Drew Duffney right here on the Blarney Hour. Man, what a night. We did want to update everybody on the news. We're going to talk about it throughout the show. But we do not condone violence of any sort on this station.
Nope.
Nobody on any show, political views aside, no one should ever be making an attempt on anybody's life. So just mind your P's and Q's and be aware of everything that's going on and say your prayers.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's kind of a scary moment. I thought we were just going to be talking about Richard Simmons and Dr. Ruth dying today, and we almost got a third one.
Yeah, well, they were on death watch there, and the Crypt Keeper, he was reaching down, but he was in the claw game there and had Trump in the claws and dropped him.
Yeah, yeah. So thoughts and prayers going to Trump and the people who did the...
Someone else passed on. Apparently somebody else died and someone else got injured.
A serious injury, and yeah.
And those of you that were at the rally that now have to change your underwear.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe we'll get some insight from Father John, because he's on the hotline.
Yeah, I figured as much.
Hello, Solid State Radio.
Hello, boys. How are we tonight?
Oh, we're going to need some prayers tonight, Father John.
Yeah. In all seriousness, I do want to start out the show. In all reality, by saying to all of our listeners and all the people out there, We do extend our prayers, and we're going to ask you to say an extra prayer tonight, Father, for former President Trump, and be thankful that he really didn't perish in this assassination on his life. It's kind of a serious deal. We don't know all the details yet. It's just happened within the last hour. Regardless of what our political difference is, I don't think anyone condones violence on either candidate.
We Lord, certainly don't.
Lord, man, goodness gracious. Why would you want to take a man's life over this?
Yeah, it's kind of like the Troubles in Ireland when they, you know, back when between the North and the South. That's kind of what it reminds me of.
Oh, when they had that, what is it called? The Black and the Red or something like that? Or
you should know that, Father. The Orange and the Green.
Oh, God, it was the Black and the Red. The Red Irish and the Black Irish.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about now. Yes, Father.
Lord, for heaven's sakes, I did know.
The uprising. I know, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. See, you got me there, because I was thinking the orange and the green just by the segregation, but you're talking the, like, you know, almost before Christ. I mean, that was like when Ireland still didn't have any electricity.
Electricity, you're silly. You know, though, see, because you know the Red Irish are actually Scottish.
Yes.
They don't remember, I think it was, I don't remember who it was, moved in on the... on their land in the in Scotland there, and they all they said, well, there's a bunch of land over here where all them Irish dudes are, let's go that way.
Yeah, that was, I think it was Lord Cornwallis that was trying to make that move, but I'm not sure. But anyway, Father, so how's your tomato plant doing?
So the tomatoes are happening, got flowers on them, and I'm gonna be eating tomatoes in a week and a half or so.
Really? You already got buds and flowers on them?
Yeah, tomatoes and flowers, they don't have buds.
Well, I mean, you know, it's got to be a bud before it can be a flower, and then it becomes a tomato. But I was surprised, because it seemed like it was only a week or two that I dropped it off there, and I thought it was going to need a lot more love and attention. I didn't think you were going to see tomatoes till August.
Well, I had some silly person tell me, put some... use coffee grounds in with their dirt, and it's amazing what it does.
I've heard that. I've heard crumbled up eggshell.
Yeah.
I'm having eggs for breakfast tomorrow. That's what I'll do.
Yeah, so you mash up eggshells, and if you got some sort of soda water or something like that, anything with salt in it, like basically salt water, but carbonation's best, but eggshells have a lot of potassium in them, and that's kind of what helps the chicken grow. Ah. So... if you, like, blend all that up and mix it with water and pour that on there, that will also, yeah, it's a natural fertilizer.
Well, isn't that some interesting news?
Yeah.
See, this show, not only do we entertain, we educate.
That's right. So, Father had confession last weekend.
Yeah.
And they was lined up out the door. I'm not sure what kind of sinners there was on 4th of July Independence weekend. Ever since that Hawk 2 girl gone online... his confessional's just been a revolving door. And
yeah,
I could...
sure. That Hawk 2 girl, she's got something wrong with her soul.
You think, Father?
Oh, I think there's a big hole in it.
There's a big hole in her soul?
I think so.
Yeah.
Heaven.
Drew would like to have a crack at it.
No. She's 21, and the more I listen, like, she seems to be a pretty all right chick. She's you know, she worked at a spring factory, and she had a job, and at 21, that says a lot, you know.
Yeah.
There we go. Drew's losing his mind again.
I know. But anyhow, I could only see, like, Father, what was it like on the other side of the confessional? Because I'm there, and there was this guy, and he was on the phone the whole time. And, you know, of course, in the church, in the hallway there, it echoes.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got old ladies in their wheelchairs and everything. And he was paying so much attention to his phone call, he couldn't hear Father in there saying, come in, please. Come in, please. And the guy's going, I don't think you understand what I'm trying to accomplish. And I could hear Father. It was like a brief silence. He goes, hello? And he goes, And the guys can't hear Father because he speaks so softly. And then all of a sudden the guy goes, do you realize what I'm trying to do here? I am trying to make one of the biggest decisions of my life. And then there's a silence again, and everybody in the church is looking, and you can hear Father say, hello, sir, can you hear me? And the guy's just going on and on and on. Father, what were you thinking?
Oh, I'm thinking the man lost his marbles. For heaven's sake. What is he doing on the phone in the church? For heaven's sake.
At what point did you just, like, slide open the screen or something and say, get off the damn phone? How did that work?
I threw a rock at him.
You threw a rock at him. It's like Father's sitting in the confessional. It's like in prison, and he's just starting to scrape the stones off the wall. Like, he just grabs one and pitches it at the guy's cell phone.
Okay, then I hit it. Very good shot. I was a pitcher, you know.
Really?
Oh, are you kidding me?
Well, I was thinking it would have to be the little leagues because you're not the tallest man.
Oh, another short jaw. Jeez. I'm going to plant you in that garden.
Well, I could make sure there was enough fertilizer for you for sure.
Well, that's a fact. Although all my plants would come up drunk.
That's right. You'd probably start sprouting hops and barley everywhere.
That from you sinner.
Yeah. Ah, well. Well, we should let you get on there, Father, but yeah, for sure. Let's say an extra prayer for former President Trump there, and probably a prayer for whoever tried to take his life, because if he is still alive, I'm pretty sure it's going to be short-lived.
Yeah.
Well, you can bet on that one. That boy's in some big trouble.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That's what you don't want to upset a Trump fan, that's for sure. But, I mean, the other people who have attempted assassination attempts, they live.
That's what I was thinking. Hinckley? Wasn't it Hinckley that shot Reagan?
He's out.
Really?
Yeah, he's out of jail. He's releasing music.
We should interview him.
Right? Squeaky Fromm, who tried to kill Ford.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's...
She was part of the Manson family,
yep,
wasn't she?
Yeah, she was in the Manson family.
Is he still alive?
Charles Manson?
Yeah.
No, he died about 10 years ago.
Isn't that something?
Yep.
Well, all right, Father. We'll see you in the morning.
All right, boys. We'll see you. And I hope your music plays well tonight. This has really got my stomach kind of flipping over. I don't know what's going on with our government. Oh, jeez.
Yep. We need a prayer for peace. That's for sure.
That's for sure. That's what I'll be doing. You boys have a good night, and we'll see you tomorrow, right?
Yeah, sounds good, Father.
Sure will, Father. Good night, Father.
All right, good night.
I guess the news came down that the shooter...
is neutralized.
Neutralized. Nice way of saying, he fucking dead.
Yeah, well. Anyway, apparently he got out the easy way.
Yeah.
But anyhow, long week. Man, it's a lot going on with the holidays and everything going on. But
yeah.
It was a hard-working week. Had to get the union involved in some work, and obviously, you said you got some stuff going on with the union.
Yes.
Thank God for the unions, and
yep.
and we are definitely all stronger together. We got to keep fighting the good fight, and we don't want to take advantage of the corporations. However, we also don't want to be taken advantage of. So this first four-song set, we got some stuff coming out from the Dropkick Murphys. We got some stuff coming out from the Longest Johns. Some of my favorite tunes coming up, so stick around right here, and we are live in studio on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Come on, you friends and workers, I tell a tale to you of how we built a union. You call the NMU. We fought the goons and gun thugs around the ocean shore.
ask them, how can you worship the rich man that sees poor folks and refuses them? How can you talk of freedom and jail the man that talks it? You kiss the man's ass that rides the road and you jail the old boy that walks it. She's upside down, she's broke apart and getting worse every day. A working man's hand is the hardest card in the whole damn deck to play. She's upside down, she's broke apart and getting worse every day. A working man's hand is the hardest card in the whole damn deck to play. A working man's hand is the hardest card in the whole damn deck to play. How can you like the United States and kill us for uniting? How can you accuse us of being violent when you start all the fighting? Every time we organize, you rich guys pull a fast one. Oh, we might lose many a fight, but we'll damn sure win the last one. She's upside down, she's broke apart, and getting worse every day. A working man's hand is the hardest card in the whole damn deck to play. She's upside down, she's broke apart, and getting worse every day. A working man's hand is the hardest card in the whole damn deck to play. A working man's hand is the hardest card in the whole damn deck to play.
The Blarney Hour. We drink because it's not good to keep things bottled up.
And it's go, boys, go. They'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death. But you go. Well, I process man am I, and I'm telling you no lie. I work and breathe among the fumes that trail across the sky. There's thunder all around me and there's poison in the air. There's a lousy smell that smacks of hell and dust all in the air. And it's go, boys, go. They'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death. But you go. Well, I've worked among the spinners and I breathe the oily smoke. I've shoveled up the gypsum and it nigh on made you choke. I've stood knee deep in cyanide, got sick with a caustic burn. Been working a rough fight, seen enough to make your stomach turn. And it's go, boys, go. They'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death. But you go. There's overtime and bonus opportunities galore. The young men like their money and they all come back for more. But soon you're knocking on and you look older than you should. For every bob made on the job, you pay with flesh and blood. And it's go, boys, go. They'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death. But you go. Well, I process man am I, and I'm telling you no lie. I work and breathe among the fumes that trail across the sky. There's thunder all around me and there's poison in the air. There's a lousy smell that smacks of hell and dust all in me hair. And it's go, boys, go. They'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death. And it's go, boys, go. They'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death. But you go.
Oh, come on, all you workers who toil night and day, by hand and by brain, to earn your pay, who for centuries all past, for no more than your bread, have bled for your countries and counted your dead. We're the first ones to starve. We're the first ones to die. The first ones in line for that pie in the sky. And we're always the last when the cream is shed out, for the worker is working when the fat cat's about.
In the factories and mills, shipyards and mines, we've often been told to keep up with the times, for our skills are not needed. They've streamlined the job with slide rule and stopwatch. Our pride they have robbed.
We're the first ones to starve. We're the first ones to die. The first ones in line for that pie in the sky. And we're always the last when the cream is shed out, for the worker is working when the fat cat's about. And when the sky darkens and the prospect is war, who's given a gun and then pushed to the fore and expected to die for the land of our birth, though we've never owned one lousy handful of earth. We're the first ones to starve. We're the first ones to die. The first ones in line for that pie in the sky. And we're always the last when the cream is shed out, for the worker is working when the fat cat's about.
And all of these things the worker has done, from tilling the fields to carrying the gun, we've been yoked to the plow since time first began, and always expected to carry the can.
We're the first ones to starve. We're the first ones to die. The first ones in line for that pie in the sky. And we're always the last when the cream is shed out, for the worker is working when the fat cat's about. We're the first ones to starve. We're the first ones to die. The first ones in line for that pie in the sky. And we're always the last when the cream is shed out, for the worker is working when the fat cat's about.
Mark your calendars for the next Sessions concert series. Saturday, June 29th, get out to Cascade Lounge for three great bands that I play on Sessions who put on a fantastic stage show. Plethora, Wisher, and Vlad's Skeletal Circus. They'll be taking full advantage of the Cascade stage on June 29th, and the best part is, it's free. Cascade Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Plethora, Wisher, and Vlad's Skeletal Circus, all on one night. It's a Sessions concert series. Support local music.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Online betting can be fun. It's kind of like whitewater rafting. The rush of excitement, the thrill. Well, until your raft is heading straight for a huge waterfall. For tips that will help keep you afloat, go to don'tregretthebet.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-270-7117.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
When you're a foster parent, you play a lot of roles.
Provider, giving a foster child a safe home, healthy meals, and hope.
You're always there.
You're a cheerleader.
Your family. You would do anything for a child in your care.
Every day is different. Every need is different. But one of the most impactful roles you can play in life is being a foster parent. See why at michigan.gov/hopeforahome. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom-blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Day Smoke & More is located next to Rick and Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
Stone's Throw Theater, located in downtown Lapeer, is pleased to present their final performance of the Summer Camp 24 of Schoolhouse Rock's The Musical. This is taking place on Saturday, July 27th at 2 p.m. Ticket prices are $10 for all seats, can be ordered on stonesthrowtheater.org or by calling 810-660-7805. Just remember, Stone's Throw Theater is only a stone's throw away.
Sure, there are a million reasons keeping you from going back to school, but here's one solid reason to let go of them all. Michigan Reconnect can help you earn a community college degree tuition-free. So go ahead, explore your calling, uncover more opportunities, and find where you're meant to be. Get started on your tuition-free journey today at michigan.gov/reconnect. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity.
When you want to unwind, Cascadon Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, 6 pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadons has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascadon Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place, Cascadon Lounge.
All right, welcome back, everybody. He's Adam Hairhook. I'm Drew Duffany right here on the Blarney Hour.
And it's kind of a weird Blarney Hour because it's like stuff in real time.
I know it's very difficult for us because I always say leave all the politics and all the negativity and we're here to have a good time, but it is a little tough when people are shooting at one of the presidential candidates. I mean, you know, it's
former,
kind of
former
bad
president.
Stuff.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, I mean, you know. But anyway... Back to the music.
Yeah.
Here's Chasing Rainbows right here in the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Brogan's, Grogan's, sitting there in Hogan's, drinking at the bottom of the hill. She broke my heart in the Phoenix Park and I nearly lost my will. With a brazen head, she turned and said, you need to go walk the long haul. It was getting late, so we jumped the gate and crushed the Trinity ball. Says, are we going home? I says, no. We're going out for the weekend, chasing rainbows, going downstream, wherever the beer flows. I don't really care, wherever the blame goes, cause we're going out and we're chasing rainbows. Going out for the weekend, chasing rainbows, going downstream, wherever the beer flows. I don't really care, wherever the blame goes, cause we're going out and we're chasing rainbows. She was itching for a dance in the kitchen, so we went to Temple Bar. We stopped on the way for a pint of McDade's, and we never really got that far.
Hey!
4 in the morning, falling through the door of the palace like a king and queen. On a bleeding horse, we set our course for a session, Stephen's Green. For a session? Ha! You know what I mean?
We're going out for the weekend, chasing rainbows, going downstream, wherever the beer flows. I don't really care, wherever the blame goes, cause we're going out of our
chasing rainbows.
Going out for the weekend, chasing rainbows, going downstream, wherever the beer flows. I don't really care, wherever the blame goes, cause we're going out of our
chasing rainbows.
Jerry Connor here, fiddle player with the Irish Rovers. I'm touring the United States at the moment. Glad to be part of the Solid State Radio on the Blarney Arm. Please keep listening to your radio.
Hello,
you have ever seen. Me father, he was orange, and me mother, she was green. Oh, my father was an Ulster man, from Protestant was he. My mother was a Catholic girl from County Cork, which she. They were married in two churches, lived happily enough, until the day that I was born, and things are rather tough. Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green. Baptized by Father Riley, I was rushed away by car, to be made a little orange man, my father's shining star. I was christened David Anthony, but still in spite of that, to my father I was William, while my mother called me Pat. Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green. With mother every Sunday to Mass I proudly strolled, and after that the Orange Lodge would try to save my soul. For votes I tried to claim me, but I was smart because I played the flute or played the harp, depending where I was. Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green. One day my mad relations came round to visit me, just as my father's kinfolk were all sitting down to tea. We tried to smooth things over, but they all began to fight, and me be strictly neutral, I bashed everyone in sight. Oh, it's the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green. Now my parents never could agree about my time of school. My learning was all done at home, that's why I'm such a fool.
That's right.
They both passed on, God rest them, but left me caught between that awful cover problem of the orange and the green. Oh, it's the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green. Yes, it's the biggest mix-up that you have never seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green.
Wow, if that wasn't some classic Irish Rovers, Big Jim was still alive.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, wasn't the best quality. I'll go back and replace that with, I think that was straight off the TV.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Right from
yeah.
the variety show.
Eh, well. Well, in case of you, any of you listeners out there were kind of like some people at the Trump rally and you missed some things, there was an assassination on former President Trump today. The inaccurate shooter has been neutralized.
That's mean he did.
Yeah, they killed him. Someone else unfortunately lost their life, and someone else got maimed in the meantime. How bad of a shot do you have to be that you shoot two other people besides your target?
Well, you saw that video. They packed him in like sardines.
Yeah.
Somebody was getting shot.
Yeah,
but I mean, you heard the shots from the gunman, and then you heard a lot of shots from Secret Service.
Yeah,
they took him out toot sweet.
Yeah,
but still, I mean, four shots and you
get his ear. Oh, you got was an ear. It's not like he's a small man.
Yeah,
right. I mean, unless he was doing the accordion hands thing, like I don't know.
I don't know. I'm glad. And
why wasn't he wearing his shoes when he was at the podium?
He was all worried about his shoes, wasn't he?
Yeah, when he got down, he's like, let me get my shoes. And I'm like, do you take your shoes off when you speak at the rallies? Like you're doing little, you know, toe crunches?
I think he was in shock. I think he was in shock. And I think
like Lieutenant Dan when he said, I can't feel my feet.
Can't feel my feet. Well, that's because his feet were gone.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, when the Secret Service tackled him, one of his shoes probably came off.
Didn't that happen to Bush?
No, somebody threw a shoe at him.
Oh yeah,
which you know, in the Middle East, that's like the highest form of insult is showing the bottom of your shoes. This guy chucked a shoe at George W. and
bullets must be expensive in the desert. We're gonna throw our shoes. We make them ourselves.
I don't know. We sent them a lot. But hey, George W. I mean, he juked that shoe. He dodged it and just kind of looked at him like, "What else you got?"
Exactly right. He's got big ears too. Nobody hit his ear.
Yeah, right.
Oh God. Speaking of other countries, did you see Russia come out with a new Barbie?
They did.
Yeah, it's a blow up doll. Oh well.
Okay.
Well, speaking of things whizzing around your head, here's "The Fly" by Seamus Kennedy right here on Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
I'm afraid you people have lost control of me. Oh, jeez. There was a little fly, and he flew into a store, and ish upon the ceiling, and ish upon the floor, ish upon the bacon, and ish upon the ham, and ish upon the head of the little grocery man. Now the little grocery man got his little spray gun, said he would get the fly before the day was done. But before he could count from 1 to 10, the fly flew down and shh upon his baldy head again. There was a little fly, and he flew into a store, and ish upon the ceiling, and ish upon the floor, ish upon the bacon, and ish upon the ham, and ish upon the head of the little grocery man. Now the little grocery man and his little grocery wife said they would get the fly even if it meant their life. They bought themselves a hand grenade and hid inside the store, and they blew themselves to blazes as the fly flew out the door. There was a little fly, and he flew into a store, and ish upon the ceiling, and ish upon the floor, ish upon the bacon, and ish upon the ham, and ish upon the head of the little grocery man. Now they both went up to heaven, and angels they were made. St. Peter said to them that they would be repaid. They got their angels' wings, and they flew into the sky. Then they both swooped down like bombers, and they shot upon the fly. There was a little fly, and he flew into a store, and ish upon the ceiling, and ish upon the floor, ish upon the bacon, and ish upon the ham, and ish upon the head of the little grocery man.
Gotta do a song about a young lady called Sarah. And Sarah held a whole bunch of different jobs. I'm going to sing about them right now. And this is an audience participation song, so let me explain your participation part. I'm going to sing each verse all the way through once, and then we'll do it a second time. But the second time around, you're on your own, okay? Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a shoeshine shop. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a shoeshine shop. All day long she sits and shines. All day long she shines and sits. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a shoeshine shop. On your own. Sarah, Sarah. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a shoeshine shop. Very good, no mistakes. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a Chevrolet. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a Chevrolet. All day long she sits and shifts. All day long she shifts and sits. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a Chevrolet. Here we go.
Sarah.
Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a Chevrolet. This song is going to be no fun if you keep getting them right. Sarah, Sarah, sitting on a battleship. Sarah, Sarah, sitting on a battleship. All day long she sits on ships. All day long on ships she sits. Sarah, Sarah,
sitting on a battleship. Ready?
Sarah, Sarah, sit on a battleship. Sarah, Sarah, sit on a battleship. All day long she sits on ships. All day long on ships she sits.
Sarah, Sarah, sitting on a battleship. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a seafood shop. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a seafood shop. All day long she sits and shucks. All day long she shucks and sits. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a seafood shop. Watch it. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a seafood shop. I think I heard a mistake from the guy right in front here. Sarah, Sarah, working with a flock of ducks. Sarah, Sarah, working with a flock of ducks. All day long she flocks her ducks. All day long her ducks she flocks. Sarah, Sarah, working with a flock of ducks. Away, Sarah.
Sarah, Sarah, working with a flock of ducks. Sarah, Sarah, working with a flock of ducks. All day long she flocks her ducks. All day long her ducks she flocks. Sarah, Sarah,
working with a flock of ducks. You said it, didn't you? You said it. I saw you. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a sewing shop. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a sewing shop. All day long she fits and tucks. All day long she tucks and fits. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a sewing shop. Careful,
Sarah.
Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a sewing shop. Sarah, Sarah, sipping on a bottle of Schlitz. Sarah, Sarah, sipping on a bottle of Schlitz. All day long she sips her Schlitz. All day long her Schlitz she sips. Sarah, Sarah, sipping on a bottle of Schlitz. Take it away,
Sarah.
Sarah, Sarah, sipping on a bottle of Schlitz.
All right, little ditty.
I like that one.
Oh, Sarah, Sarah. Yeah. My niece named Sarah. I have her listen to it. She laughs. Raised as a Catholic schoolgirl, no pun intended, but it's real.
Yep.
You know, super innocent, so she laughs because, you know, the swearing's a deal. But
the danger of swearing.
yeah, exactly. But anyway, if you guys missed anything earlier, like a lot of other people, there was some political violence going on, so seek out your local news media for the latest updates on that. We don't want you to be missing Adam's show tonight. Solid State Sessions, where he plays nothing but Michigan-made music. If you're dedicating your time to another station, you shouldn't be. You're really missing out. So we're going to go into a commercial break and then stick around for Sessions. Good night, everybody. Miss ya.